Anna Kovner from the New York Fed's research group. The mortgage crisis that erupted in 2007 is far from over, with delinquency and foreclosure rates across the country remaining historically high. Federal efforts to assist distressed borrowers have generally focused on changing the terms of the mortgage contract. Under the government's Home Affordable Modification Program, known as HAMP, for example, lenders agree to lower the interest rate on a mortgage or to extend its maturity. A second approach to the delinquency problem, however, is to provide income support to borrowers during a temporary period of unemployment. One state-level program that has used this approach successfully is the Pennsylvania Homeowners Emergency Mortgage Assistance Program, established in 1983. A new article in the New York Fed's Current Issues series takes a look at this program and at some of the features that make it of interest to policymakers. With me today are the authors of that article: Joe Tracy, Jim Orr, John Sporn, and Joe Huang. Welcome, gentlemen. Joe, what's the rationale behind mortgage assistance programs in general?
Well, the rationale for mortgage assistance for borrowers facing financial stress is that foreclosures are very expensive both to the borrower and to the lender. In addition, foreclosures can harm the property values of houses in the same neighborhood where the foreclosure took place.
Jim, how does the approach taken by HAMP and the Pennsylvania program differ?
The HAMP program is intended to help borrowers who are in distress for any reason by modifying the mortgage, normally through a lower interest rate or an extension of the loan term. The Pennsylvania program targets borrowers who are in distress because of a temporary loss of income, whether unemployment, illness, or some other factor beyond their control, and essentially gives them a loan to help them make their mortgage payment. So it's really tailored to borrowers who were making their payments before their income loss and who can continue to make those payments after their income recovers.
John, what are the advantages of the Pennsylvania program?
The four main cost savings are as follows. First, the mortgage contract is not altered. Second, the assistance is tailored to the income loss of the individual. Third, it is a simple approach that doesn't require the lender or servicer. And four, it is in the form of a loan. Therefore, it is potentially less costly to the government and also minimizes moral hazard.
Joe, making a loan to an unemployed borrower sounds risky. What does the Pennsylvania program do to evaluate the creditworthiness of an unemployed borrower?
Well, they appear to have a pretty good screening process. An applicant has to meet with the designated counselor first, whose job is to assess cases on an individual basis. Then the program administrator will screen carefully the applicants for a few factors, such as credit history and, importantly, the likelihood that they would be reemployed in a reasonable amount of time in the current location. The screening process in Pennsylvania has resulted in only about 23% of applicants being approved for loans.
John, what has the experience been with the Pennsylvania program in terms of repayment? And how does that compare to the experience of HAMP?
The Pennsylvania program's track record for repayment has been very good. Approximately 80% of borrowers have repaid their loans. HAMP has had about 580,000 permanent modifications thus far. It is very difficult to compare both, however, because the Pennsylvania program has been in existence for over 20 years. Therefore, we will have to wait many years before we can make a proper comparison.
Jim, where do the cost savings come under the Pennsylvania program?
Yeah, one of the main costs of the HAMP program are the incentives that the federal government has to pay to both the borrower and the lender to participate. The Pennsylvania program requires no such incentives, and also the Pennsylvania program loans are expected to be repaid with interest. Now, in the paper, we compare the cost of the two programs with an example of two borrowers with the same mortgage who are both in distress. Now, if the borrowers make their monthly mortgage payments on time for a period of 5 years, we show that the cost of a HAMP modification is on the order of $13,000, whereas the cost of a Pennsylvania program loan is much smaller, about $1,600.
Joe, what are some key lessons that the federal government can take away from your analysis of the program in Pennsylvania?
There are three lessons that we took from our work. First, mortgage assistance programs should be targeted toward the problem, not the symptom. For example, if a borrower is facing financial stress due to a temporary income loss, then treat the income loss, don't modify the mortgage. Second, early intervention is likely to be more effective and less expensive than late intervention. So for unemployed borrowers, the application process should begin when they file for unemployment insurance, not much later when they are seriously delinquent on the mortgage. Third and final, mortgage assistance programs should be designed, if possible, to limit any disincentives for the household to move. Take, for example, a mortgage modification program that provides a below-market interest rate for the borrower, but conditional on the borrower remaining in their current residence. Well, this creates a strong financial disincentive for that family to move. These financial frictions can impair the functioning of local housing markets.
Well, thank you all for discussing your article.
The current issues article we've been discussing, Help for Unemployed Borrowers, Lessons from the Pennsylvania Homeowners Emergency Mortgage Assistance Program, is available on the New York Fed's website at www.newyorkfed.org.